It's all over here, and I can tell you, Red Hughes, the Donegal and Ulster champions are gone through to the All-Ireland semi-final, but only just. 2 points in it in the end, you're quite right. It was 3-11 to 1-14 when you were last with us. Shane Gallagher squeezing the ball in at the post at the end of a great move. The clinching score in the end, it had the sides were level at that stage. 2-11 to 1-14 at that stage. That was in the closing minutes of the second period of additional time. Gallagher got in for that goal to make it 3-11 to 1-14. Sean Malee added another point from a free for the visitors, who had the last kick of the game, in actual fact a free from about 30 metres out, but with literally every Red Hughes man on the line, Malee went for the goal but was blocked. Last kick of the game and all over. But what a cracking contest, and certainly Red Hughes, the Donegal champions, put a pin of their collar here this afternoon. The start of the game so well, they led by 4 points to one after 12 minutes. Pather McGlinchey, Damien Brown, Calvin Bradley, and Brown again scoring the points. Frank Malloy with a fantastic game at full forward for Dunedin College. End of the game with 3 points, one better than the other, and he got that point on 5 minutes. But Aldo Malassa scored Dunedin Connolly's second on 13 minutes to keep them in the contest. But then the first of the goals, James Carlin got on the end of a move after Adam McKeever, the Dunedin goalkeeper, failed to hold a high ball in and attempted a point by Damien Brown. It fell to Carlin and he made no mistake. A goal in 4-2. Oran Doherty made it 1-5-2 before Sean Malee got his eye in for after missing a number of opportunities to make it 1-5-0-3. It was 1-5-0-4 after half time. At half time, Brendan Parsons getting the final point of the first half. Parsons came on for the injured Aidan Newton in that first period. Red Hughes did get the first point of the second period of additional time, but Frank Malloy soon added another, and the sides were the margin was back to 3 points twice in the opening quarter before Calvin Bradley, Pather McGlinchey, and Damien Brown opened up a 6 point lead for Red Hughes, which was a little under 10 minutes to go. But what a 10 minutes we had, just when it seemed that Red Hughes were on their way to an All-Ireland semi-final. Sean Malee got in for the goal that turned this game. Paul Rean, Frank Malloy, and Adam Ward had points to tie up the game to force it into extra time. Damien Brown did add a point in the closing minutes, and a bizarre move. Brown, who had been replaced a couple of moments earlier, had to come back on to kick the point for a free, but Malee had the final say of the game to tie it up at 1-10 each. That's how it ended in normal time. Pather McGlinchey got the first point of the first period of additional time, but then we had 3 points in quick succession as Malee, Adam Ward, and Aldo Malassa all got points, and certainly Dunedin Connollys were very much in the ascendancy. But then a goal on the stroke of the first period of extra time, Stephen McMenamin getting on the end of a good move to tie open up a 1 point lead again for Red Hughes. Malee and John Melia added points in the second half before Shane Gallagher got in for that goal, that clinching score. Fantastic game of football, difficult conditions, brilliant performances all round, and none more so than Stephen McMinnon and Pather McGlinchey in the middle of the field for Red Hughes. Damien Brown and Shane Gallagher when he came on, as well as Gary Kelly, who came on as a sub as well for Red Hughes, but Shane McGlinchey getting in on that act as well. So fantastic performance, but one was to feel the greatest of sympathy for Dunedin Connolly's, who certainly died with their boots on the field this afternoon. Final score here in O'Donnell Park, 3 goals and 11 points for Red Hughes, a goal and 15 points for Dunedin Connolly's.